Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free and that number is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address and that is MVPinsure.us. That's MVPinsure.us. Again, brand new site. All the links work. It is mobile friendly, so check it out. You'll be able to access our archive from the website. All you got to do is on the landing page, lower middle of the landing page, just click on Let's Talk Insurance and it'll bring you to our blog. And from that blog, you can search the archives for all of our podcasts, or at least the podcasts over the past 2 years, you could check out. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too, and that's going to be mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, the inspiration for today's podcast is from a lot of news stories that I've been seeing on TV the past couple of weeks. First off, we've got the tornadoes happening in the Midwest, destroying a lot of lives and homes, businesses, and the like, doing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. And then we've got the situation in Iowa with the weather issues there. And then out west, you've got the wildfires. What they say yesterday or the day before, it said 2 million acres were engulfed in flames so far. And the death toll has been great, but even greater is going to be the damage to people's homes and businesses. People have lost everything. They had just minutes to grab what they could get, hop on their vehicle, and get away as the wildfire moved through the area towards their home. You see people going back after the fire has been through their area trying to find anything that they could salvage from their homes. It was a very, very sad sight to see. Hopefully a majority of people have had insurance on their homes and also on their businesses so they can attempt to rebuild the life they had. Obviously, it's not going to be the same as before, but at least they've got the comfort in knowing that they've got an insurance policy that's going to cover them or at least bring them back as close to whole as possible. Because remember, the whole purpose of insurance is to make you as if the accident didn't happen. You know, obviously there are situations where you're going to know you've been in an accident, but that's the whole thing, is to bring you back to whole as before the loss. So going with that, I'm looking at the homeowners. Now, this would be the same for homeowners, mobile homeowners, renters, condo owners, those homeowners type policies. There are several coverages included as a part of the policy. You've got for homeowners, manufactured, and condo, you've got dwelling coverage A, and that would cover the structure itself. When it comes to a condo, you're going to be covering either the interior or upgrades, depending on what your bylaws read. So you would be paying for those items that are a part of the building. And then coverage B would be other structures. So if you've got a standalone shed, standalone gazebo, fence, TV antenna, clotheslines, those types of items are considered other structures. Now, something like a condo policy or a you know, manufactured home policy or even a homeowner's policy, there may be no other structures on the premises. But in most insurance policies, it does state that if there are no other structures on the property, that you could use the amount of coverage B towards your dwelling coverage A limit in case of a loss. So, for example, if you've got $100,000 in coverage dwelling A, and you've got 10% of that for coverage B, which would be other structures, so it's $10,000. In case of a loss to your home, you would have $100,000 under coverage A. If you don't have any other structures, so you don't have a storage shed, you don't have a fence, you don't have a gazebo, standalone deck, any of those types of items, you would have an additional $10,000 from that coverage B that you can use towards fixing your home. And then, of course, coverage C, and again, that's standard with your manufactured home, your home, condo, and renter's policies. Coverage C is going to be your personal property. So it's everything you move into the home, whether it be furniture, electronics, knickknacks, dishes, clothing, CDs, DVDs, video game consoles, all that type of stuff, everything that you would move into the home. Obviously, there are going to be some limitations and exclusions, so like obsolete items wouldn't be covered, like an 8-track player. That's considered obsolete technology, so that would not be covered. Antiques. Antiques aren't going to be covered because your personal property is on a replacement cost basis. So essentially, it's old for new. So whatever the item was, and you're going to replace it, you would replace it with like-kind quality, brand new. They don't make 8-track players anymore. Again, that's considered obsolete technology. If you want coverage for that, you can schedule it on your policy, but you're going to have documentation to back up the value if you choose to do that. Same with antiques. Antiques, and we're talking old for new. So if you've got a 150-year-old rocking chair, they aren't going to replace it with another 150-year-old rocking chair. They would replace it with a new rocking chair. If you've got all sorts of antiques, if you want those covered, highly recommend that you schedule them on the policy. And again, you're going to have documentation to back up the values. You're going to need photos. You're going to need appraisals showing what the item is worth. So keep that in mind. But I digress. So basically, everything that you move into the home would be covered under coverage C, personal property. And then again, most insurance agents, I automatically include replacement cost. The cost varies from policy to policy, but it's very, very inexpensive. Otherwise, if you don't have replacement cost on your personal property will be settled on an actual cash value basis. So they'll take the cost new of the item and depreciate it by however many years it's old and its condition. And that's what you get. So, for example, you got a 20-year-old tube TV that you paid $400 for 20 years ago. They're going to take what a new TV, like-kind quality, would cost today, and they would depreciate it 20 years. So essentially, you're going to get nothing for that TV. So that's why we highly recommend that you get replacement cost on contents. Now, the next one is the one that I really wanted to focus in on today, and that's going to be coverage D, loss of use. Many people don't understand this coverage, but it's very important coverage to have. So let me go ahead and read from the manual the explanation of this coverage. Loss of use occurs when that part of the resident premise where you reside is made unfit to live due to a covered loss. This coverage may be paid under either additional living expense, any necessary increase in living expenses incurred to the to maintain a normal standard of living or fair rental value. The rental value of that part of the residence where you reside, less any expenses that don't continue while the premises is not fit to live in. The limit included in these policies may be increased at an additional charge. Coverage D loss of use is on most policies 20% of the dwelling amount. So, for example, again, going back to the example of the $100,000 house, coverage D, you would have $20,000 in loss of use or additional living expenses coverage. And again, that would extend coverage for a covered loss. You would have to look at the policy to see what those covered losses are. I'm just going to read off a few of them. Fire or lightning, windstorm or hail, explosion, riot or civil commotion, aircraft, vehicles, or smoke, vandalism or malicious mischief, theft, volcanic eruption, falling objects, weight of snow or sleet, accidental discharge of water or steam, sudden and accidental tearing apart of a heating system or appliance, freezing, sudden accidental damage from electrical current. Additional risks with certain exceptions, and that's going to be under the special coverages. So basically, in the examples that I gave earlier of the news stories that I've seen within the past couple weeks, we're looking at fire, you know, obviously with the wildfires, and then a windstorm or hail for sure. Those types of coverages, those are the big ones that I see is you know, somebody has a fire, their house is no longer inhabitable, or there was a windstorm that came through and like knocked over a tree. Again, that would be falling objects. It would be wind or falling objects, a tree falling over onto the home, making it unlivable. What are you going to do? You know, you're going to have to live somewhere while they're rebuilding your house, because if your home isn't habitable, where are you going to go? You know, I'm sure you could couch surf at your in-law's house, or maybe your brother or sister's home, or maybe a close friend. But you know, what I find is sometimes those situations, you kind of wear out your welcome real quick. And so it's best to avoid those types of situations if at all possible. Again, with a claim that would be covered on the policy, you've got additional living expense coverage. Now, I wanted to look at the policy itself to delve into this a little bit more. And first, we have to go under the agreement. And it says here, we will provide the insurance described in this policy in return for the premium and compliance with all applicable provisions of this policy. This policy applies only to loss which occurs during the policy period, as shown in the declarations, effective at 12:01 a.m. standard time at the address of the named insured, as stated in the declarations. All right. So you pay us the premium, you follow the guidelines of the application, you say you don't have a pit bull, your home is fairly clear of any potential risks, your home is up to code, you know, you've got a decent roof on it, you've been maintaining it properly to prevent any losses from happening. In return for that, we will cover a loss that we have described in this policy during the policy period, so during the effective date starting at 12:01 a.m. at the standard time. So if you live here in Michigan, it would be 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, if you're in down in Texas, it would be Central Time. You know, and then you got Mountain Time, Pacific. You know the time zones, but that's when your policy will take effect to cover these losses. Now, I wanted to look at insured location. Insured location means the residence premise, the part of other premises, other structures and grounds used by you as a residence, and one, which is shown in the declarations, or two, which is acquired by you during the policy period for your use as a residence. See any premise used by you in connection with a premise in 4A or 4B above. any part of the premise not owned by an insured where an insured is temporarily residing, vacant land other than farmland owned by or rented to an insured, land owned by or rented to an insured on which a one or two family dwelling is being built as a residence for an insured, individual or family member family cemetery plots or burial vaults of an insured, or any part of a premises occasionally rented to an insured for other than business use. So that is what is considered a residence premise, according to the policy here. All right. Now, if we scroll down a little bit further and we go down to coverage D, loss of use, the limit of liability for coverage D is the total limit for all the coverages that follow. Number one, if a loss covered under this section makes that part of the residence premise where you reside not fit to live in, we cover at your choice either the following. However, if the residence premise is not your principal place of residence, we will not provide the option under paragraph B below. Now, you could choose A, additional living expense, meaning any necessary increase in living expenses incurred by you so that your household can maintain its normal standard of living, or fair rental value, meaning the fair rental value of that part of the residence premise where you reside, less any expenses that do not continue while the premises is not fit to live in. All right. Payment under A or B will be the shortest time required to repair or replace the damage, or if you permanently relocate, the shortest time required for your household to settle elsewhere. Okay. So again, additional living expense, meaning any necessary increase in living expenses incurred by you so that your household can maintain its normal standard of living. Well, if you can't live in your home, you're going to have to rent something, whether you rent a hotel room, if it's going to be a short time that you're going to be homeless, or the rental of an apartment or a condo or the rental of another home while your primary residence is being rebuilt. You've got that expense. Other expenses is you may be in a hotel, but they don't have laundry, free laundry. So you're going to have to take your laundry to the laundromat. That's an additional expense because you had a washer and dryer at your house. You just can't use it. So you're going to have to go get the laundry. If you're living in a hotel, they may not have kitchen facilities. So you're going to have to eat out. So you're going to have to go to McDonald's or go to a sit-down restaurant or something to purchase meals because obviously you don't have a way to cook meals at home. Or if you're in a hotel that doesn't have kitchen, like a kitchenette, like a stove and sink and refrigerator. So you've got that to contend with. Other things like that. I've had a claim where somebody had a pet, a dog. The place that they were able to rent while their home is being rebuilt did not allow animals. So they were kind of stuck as to what to do. Now, I had, in that situation, the insurance company ended up having to pay to board the dog for, I think, 2 months while the home was being rebuilt. And then I had another client that tried to milk it a little bit, which I didn't think was fair. But the insurance company did accommodate the client for the time that they needed. They felt it was at least reasonable what the request was. I thought it was a little over the top, but I digress. Now, keep in mind, this is going to be like ordinary living expenses. You're not going to be staying at the penthouse suite in the Four Seasons, or renting a Beverly Hills mansion while your home is being rebuilt. It's going to be reasonable expenses. I mean, if you had a three-bedroom home, they're going to try to find a three-bedroom home for you to rent or a three-bedroom condo, something like that. Or if worse comes to worse, they'll rent you, two hotel rooms to make up the space. But and then again, you're not going to go out and get, prime rib and filet mignon every night for dinner. I mean, reasonable expenses here. They understand that you may get pizza one night and may want to go to, Logan's Roadhouse or something like that for dinner. I mean, that's reasonable. I've had clients try to pass off receipts for additional living expenses that the insurance company said, no way, we're just not going to do that. So be fair with the insurance company when it comes to additional living expenses. I'm not saying that you should be a penny pincher and only, you know, go to McDonald's on, you know, dollar cheeseburger Wednesdays or whatever. I don't know. I just digress on that. But, you know, reasonable expenses to maintain your quote-unquote normal way of life as if you were living in your home. You know, you've got those inconveniences. You got to take the laundry out and stuff like that. But, you know, by and large, it's to kind of make sure that there's a smooth transition from, you know, having to not live in your home for a period of time. Try to make that as smooth a transition as possible with the additional living expenses. So, again, that is a coverage you can increase. You'd have to contact your agent. I don't believe it would be very much to increase it, only a few dollars. But by and large, most homeowners policies, you know, 10% of the dwelling amount. So, you know, on average, you're looking at maybe a $200,000 house. So you've got 20% of that, so that would be $20,000. For in most cases, you know, a home would be inhabitable for, you know, 2 weeks to a month for the average claim. You know, 6 weeks, you know, 6 to 8 weeks possibly for the average claim. And $20,000 should be more than enough to rent, you know, a decent condo or a rental home for a two-month period and pay for whatever expenses you may have. So really, you know, unless you've got a large family, you may want to consider increasing the additional living expense to cover that. You know, so if you've got a family of five or a family of six, and you've got a $200,000 house, you've got $20,000 to rent, something, and then you've got mouths to feed and tons of laundry, you know, your expenses are going to be a little bit more than maybe a more mature couple that's retired and is just the two of them. So certainly you want to consider getting more additional living expense coverage. So be sure to talk to your agent about that. Again, I think it's only going to be a few dollars. But here I'm blathering on. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a Let's Talk Insurance link. Go ahead and click on that, and that'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, you can always go into the search bar and type in additional living expense, and it'll bring you to the blog post and also a link to the podcast itself if you want to listen to it again. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency at gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very happy, healthy, and safe week. Take care.